And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush. Next to me is Susan Koshevar. And on the line right now, we have David Morgan, author of Second Chance, How to Make and Keep Big Money from the Coming Gold and Silver Shock. David, how are you doing today? David,
Well, thank you, Andy.
There you are. Hey, David. Now, wait a minute. Gold and silver. I thought that the big gold and silver run already happened a few years ago. If you didn't hit it, you're done.
That's why we wrote the book Second Chance. We had a big run. We went about $9 to $50 on silver, and somewhere in the under the $1,000 level, all the way up to $2,000 in gold. And this, in my view, is the last leg up, and it will be phenomenal. And that's why I wrote the book. The last run in silver, as I said, was about a five bagger. We expect the next one to be at least that size, if not twice that size.
Okay, well, David, let me ask you this. How do you time this kind of thing? Because let's face it, we all know that when inflation hits, right, and inflation is going to hit with all the money we're printing, that's when precious metals obviously zoom up in value because they keep, you know, their value relative to cash is going to go way up. And yet, how do we time it with inflation? Because inflation is also being held down by all the stagnation in the, you know, in the markets. We see hiring has really gone down again. Unemployment has been rising recently, but we know it's coming. How do you time something like that?
It's very tough. One way is to just take a long-term view and buy like a hedge position, like maybe 10%, buy it and sleep and not worry about it. The other way is I let the market tell me. I have what I call the Morgan rule. I use horizontal lines, not channel formations, which most technicians use. The market is going to tell me which way it's going to go. So once I establish a horizontal line, it's got to get above that line. It's got to be a big volume. And it's got to maintain that price level or higher for 3 days in a row. Once I've established that, because the market told me it's that strong, then I could go long. And most of the time, about 85% of the time, we're in the money and we're going to continue being in the money. It's not failure-proof. It's not magic. It is probability, but it's a very good one. And believe me, it took a long time to get things that simple.
Well, okay, what about the fact that people might be thinking, okay, but yeah, but I missed the initial jump. Okay, if I miss that initial jump, how do I know that there's a much bigger jump coming? But didn't you put in your book that basically the biggest jumps come in the last part of the wave?
Exactly, Andy. You're spot on. The 90% of the move comes in the last 10% of the time. In the 1970s bull market, it took 14 years for silver to go from the monetary price of $1.30 to $6. If you were a complete idiot and bought it at the all-time high, oh, I missed the move. What do you mean? It's all for $6 after 14 years? You bought it January 1979 at $6. January 1980, it was at $50. You had over 800% gain in 1 year.
Wow.
And you didn't have anything close to that during the 14 preceding years.
So is that what you call part of the amateur's mindset?
Well, part of the amateur's mindset is trying to think they know more than the market does. And the main thing to do is know your limits before you enter a trade or an investment. Have some exit strategy already in mind. That's what we have, the Second Chance book. So people are not going to do an amateur's game of buy a stock at 5, watch it go to 50, and ride it all the way back down to 5. And that does happen. It's called a round trip. So the main idea here is the last leg up that I'm describing is the most powerful, shortest in duration, and the most money can be made. So money is money. If you go from, let's say, a $30 level in silver to $150 level in silver, you're going to do just as good as someone that bought it at 5 and got out at, say, 25. So there's lots of opportunities, especially during this time, as Andy pointed out. Inflation is on the highway. It's coming at us, and there's so much disrupting the financial markets. You need a hedge in the precious metals, and silver is going to be superior to gold in my studied view.
Yeah, there's much. I mean, gold has already risen so much. It seems like silver has a lot more rise in it. And by the way, besides being a precious metal, isn't silver still used in a lot of tech and so forth, or am I missing something?
No, you're again right on. The industrial side of silver 20 years ago was 35% of the market. Today it's over 50% of the market. 20 years ago, we only mine 550 million ounces of silver. Today, we mine 850 million ounces of silver. So think about that. It's over half of the market. Now we've increased our silver production by 300 million ounces over that ensuing time. So, yeah, the industrial side, electronics, solar panels, clean energy, water purification, medical devices, and on, it continues to grow all the time. There's only one commodity that has more patents on it, and that's oil. Other than that, silver has got more patents for use in the economy than anything else.
Oh, yeah. I figured silver is just used everywhere. And let me ask you this, David, before we get, I want you to tell everybody how to get your book, of course. But first, when we see gold and silver jump up, especially silver, as you're saying, are you seeing a hill or are you seeing a plateau? In other words, is it going to jump way up there and stay for a while? Or do you expect it to jump way up there and then drop back down and then you've got to just time it perfectly? Because, and let me just give my bias here, from what I'm seeing with the money printing and the bailouts and everything that's being done right now, I'm seeing more of a plateau coming.
Andy, again, I mean, this is the hardest one. I wrote an article in Futures Magazine years ago called Spiked, because silver almost always spikes high or spikes low. But I agree. I think this time I'm going to let the market tell me. But I am expecting it to overshoot, maybe get a gold-silver ratio of, let's say, 15 to 1, the monetary ratio,
right,
come back down to maybe 20, 22 to 1, and plateau. So I really think unless we solve this monetary fiasco, this paper paradigm, print all we want and everybody's happy situation, until that's rectified, I think you need to hold on to your metals. You don't have to go overboard. It's not all or nothing. It's a percentage that is going to protect you in these uncertain financial times.
Hey, last question. That overshoot, does that come from the amateurs? And what I mean is this. The people in the know spend it up to where what is going to be the plateau because they know the relative value to the money that's been printed and so forth. But the people who panic might drive it up, you know, much higher initially for a short term.
Exactly. It's called a manic top. It's a panic manic. People are fear of missing out, kind of like Bitcoin did. I think it's down 10 grand a day. I haven't looked. But yeah, you can overshoot in almost any market. I expect silver to do the same.
All right, David. If people want to do this, though, they're going to have to buy your book. They need to get some knowledge. So where can they get Second Chance, How to Make and Keep Big Money from the Coming Gold and Silver Shock?
Let's go to our main webpage, themorganreport.com. Be sure to get on our free newsletter. On the website, you have a subscribe tab and a books tab. And the books tab, you pull it down, and you can see the two books that have been written on the silver market by myself and a couple on my team.
Okay. Oh, geez. Hey, I'm sorry, but you just mentioned this. One more question. So you got a newsletter. How often does that come out, and what does that kind of keep people up to date on? Is it more precious metals, or is it more broad? What's the newsletter like?
The free newsletter is every week, at least a couple times a week. It's a macro view, big picture, why you would want precious metals. So the big picture on what's going on in the economy, the bond market, the currency markets, the food system and everything else, and then we drill down into the precious metal. So that's a free one. And the paid subscription service is more for people that want to leverage their investments through the equity sector in the resource sector. But right now, Andy, we're focusing primarily on gold, silver, uranium, a couple of asymmetrical trades, and some of the juniors.
Awesome. All right, folks, that's David Morgan at the Morgan. Is it the Morgan Report? Yes, it is. And you are the chief editor. Thank you so much, sir. You can come back.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a great day. Okay, next up, extreme auto repair. The busier we get, the less reliable our cars become. Have you noticed this, Susan?
It's true.
Yes, absolutely. And suddenly, when we need them the most, they break down. This is even worse for first responders. And in Parker, I don't know if you knew this, a lot of those first responders go to Extreme Auto. They've
got,
yeah, it's true. They got rows and rows of their vehicles there because they trust Extreme Auto to take care of them so they can take care of you. Well, they can't afford to break down and you can't either. So call Extreme at 303-841-1071 or you can find them at klzradio.com. Let Extreme keep your car responding for you.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Okay, Franktown Firearms is next. Susan, the Second Amendment, is it negotiable or non-negotiable?
Non-negotiable.
You got that right. It's non-negotiable. And at Franktown, it's also well-stocked and less expensive. $50 off. Your initiation fee and other KLZ discounts are available. So call Franktown at 720-770-7777. By the way, if you can't remember that, you're hurting. Here we go. 720-770-7777. Or you can find them at klzradio.com.
Learn how to shoot with confidence at Franktown Firearms. Head trainer Karen Murray goes above and beyond Colorado state requirements in every course, from basic to advanced to tactical, providing practical training for real-world scenarios. Although the state of Colorado does not require lane time for CCW courses, you will shoot on the range during every class at Franktown because Karen believes your defensive shooting skills require practice. Classes are always small enough that everyone gets the instruction they need. For both members and non-members, the price of your class includes gun rentals, and the team at Franktown Firearms always keeps ammo in stock for you to purchase. Bring your own gun or rent one for no extra charge so you can try before you buy. Members receive a discount on all classes. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with Susan Kochevar. Is it Kochevar or Kochevar?
Kochevar.
Kochevar. So, yeah. Okay. So just like it looks.
Just like it looks.
Okay, but I'll say it wrong.
It's okay.
Okay. All right. Up next is Dr. Anthony Harper with Intermountain Christian News, and he's got some news out of Washington for us. Dr. Harper, how are you today?
Well, I'm very thankful. Yeah, I'm about 5 miles from the White House, and very troubling what is happening here with this Biden administration. I'm being very limited access to the White House, only one day a week.
Stop. One day a week, you get to touch base.
One day a week is pretty alarming, and I and other journalists have filed a complaint letter with the White House, the press secretary, and...
Did she say she'd circle back with you?
Well, you know, you wonder if she might be applying for a stewardess position.
Oh, that's cold. I liked it, though. That was funny. What's the news?
What's chilly up in the air that high altitude anyway? Maybe she's been up in the air too long.
I think so. I'm telling you what, it is incredible. The last administration with Trump was so available to the left and the right.
Yeah.
Okay, to everybody. Uh-huh. And this administration, first of all, they and their big tech buddies shut down everybody they don't want to hear. And secondly, they're not even that available for their own side.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had this hot opportunity to be at the White House this Friday. I've been cleared. So I'm going to plan to go right up to her office and answer a couple of questions about this press access. Of course, you know what I report on exposing anti-Semitism, and with the Biden administration, it's got a cooled relationship with the Prime Minister of Israel, the Iran issue. There's so much at stake, isn't there?
Oh my goodness, so much at stake. I mean, it's like we've completely given up any negotiating position at all.
Totally, and we've also got the issue you may have heard about the Chinese internment camps. These are called the Uyghur people. The Uyghur people, and I've had an interview with the Prime Minister in exile. I'll be meeting with him probably tomorrow. But he's serious concerns about the Biden administration and they're you know, afraid to step up and have a strong response with China, and China's a very serious, really serious threat for America and for many countries.
Dr. Harper, are you hearing, because you're connected around the world, okay, with Christian groups, with Jewish groups, and so forth, and let's face it, just freedom-loving groups, right? Are you hearing a lot of worries and concern from them around the world?
Yes. You know, I'm thinking about, well, obviously, you know, with what's happening in China, we know, obviously, that there's so much abuse that is happening there, but I'm thinking also about believers in Israel, you know, around the world. We have a serious, I would say, a rise of anti-Semitism and rise of anti-Christianism, and the Biden administration isn't making any safer for Jews and Christians specifically around the world.
Yeah, you know, I was a couple of articles have been come across my radar. One from The Blaze, Glenn Beck's network, where he talks about a pastor being in prison for violating the lockdown, yet they're letting just average criminals out. So he says, you know, are Christians being picked on? And then there was the Joshua Phillips, who came across my radar also. He writes for the Epoch Times, and he was saying that not only is China picking up all of the Uyghurs, but they're also picking up Christians and persecuting them.
Well, yes, there are a smaller group of Christians than those internment camps. No doubt they're there. But anyone that is critical of China is going to be put in those internment camps, and a very, very serious issue. And you're Stephanie, right?
Susan.
Susan got that wrong. Sorry, Susan. But
no worries.
Anyway, I don't think you've been on the program when I would have joined you. But these are really serious issues about what is at stake. You think especially about the role of the Christian media at the White House right now, and access, and it's a shame that I'm restricted just to only one day a week, and so I've got to try to get an answer why and get more access. But you can pray for me when I head to the White House on Friday that I'll have favor and get that new press secretary on video, get her response to our concerns about the rise of anti-Semitism. What this administration is going to do about that, and of course, not to mention the Uyghur people, and you know, there's so many serious issues to deal with. You think about abortion, this administration refunding Planned Parenthood again, or how many children are going to be dying because of this?
Yeah, I think it's really something how our tax dollars can go to whatever choices they want, but their tax dollars will never go to our choices. Hey, really quick here, you got to help me out. Is it Jennifer Psaki or Jennifer Psaki? So I thought it was Psaki.
Well, Psaki, as far as I understand.
Does she read the Psalms?
You got a good point there. I've heard of the Psalms. Isn't that connected with David in some way?
I think it might be, yes. What is it like? What is it like, Dr. Harper, seriously now, going before someone like that, who flat out detests you, who has, well, I'm going to be honest. I'm just going to say, you don't have to say it as mean as I do. I get to say it mean. Okay. I'll be mean for you. She detests you. She has absolutely no, she puts absolutely no value on you whatsoever. I'm sorry. It's true.
Well, that may change just a slight bit because, you know, I have a sense of humor at the White House. I'm known as much for my, potato jokes. So if she has any sense of humor, and if she laughs at my potato jokes as other White House people have been doing, then maybe there's hope here. But having a good sense of humor really helps in this really high tense situation. But I want to give her the benefit of the doubt. She really doesn't fully understand this was at stake. I would hope that that's the case. But I'm going to try to be, a witness of truth and make a difference. And God willing, I'll get that favor and get her on video, a good response to our questions.
You know, Dr. Harper, I know I sound awfully negative about the new administration, and I am. But let me tell you something. My biggest negativity is not that they disagree with me on things like my faith or on politics and freedom and stuff like this. My biggest thing is this. They silence one side and unleash the other. they defund one side and dramatically fund the other. It's the bias. Okay, because last I heard, everybody driving around out there outside my windows here at the studio is a taxpayer paying taxes into this system. People of all beliefs, all sides, all backgrounds are all paying taxes in, and yet only one side is having their views advanced, heard, and funded. And that's what really angers me.
It is very troubling. So, you know, they know I'm a member of the Christian media, so I have a big responsibility to be a Christian example here and, you know, show love for them and challenging times. You know, I meet with Jim Acosta, CNN, when I'm there, and many of the reporters don't share our Judeo-Christian values. And it is not easy, but, you know, with God's help, we'll be able to make more of a difference. And I'm there, and I'm waiting for this big day Friday to see some miracles happen. So.
Okay, two quick questions before I let you go. Number one, how's that go with Jim Acosta? I mean, is he a nice guy in person? Is it more relaxed or pretty tense?
He's tense at times. It depends on what time of the day you catch him. But
normal.
He's been friendly with me most often. You know, you can tell that he's under a lot of attention there, and you know, so it's a great opportunity as a member of the Christian media to make a difference. And he knows where I'm coming from, a perspective of the issues for us as Christians. You know, with a miracle, you know, we can make a difference. A lot of Jewish people are praying that I can make a difference to the issue of you know, the Jewish cemetery desecrations that is happening in Vilnius, Lithuania, and also Lviv, Ukraine. But we've got the funding of the UN, which is very troublesome, that President Biden, it's hard for me to say that, President Biden, you know, after all that we've been through here. But, you know, it's a serious issue to deal with regarding Israel. And I'm curious about what's going to happen, you know, with Iran, if the prime minister is going to have to give Iran some way of some preemptive strike on Iran if, you know, if the U.S. isn't going to back them up with their battle with Iran.
Okay, well, that's going to be interesting. Here's the other question, last one. Really quick, when are you meeting with her on Friday? What time-ish?
I don't know really exactly what time. I'm just believing in faith that she'll be there when I'm there. You know, I'm restricted to this one day a week, so it's going to be a total miracle to catch her at the right time.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, because I was wondering, would you possibly be able to check back in? Give us a little blow by blow.
In, you know, once I get that hot video and that encounter with her, you know, to check back in, whether it's, you know, Friday or next week when John Rush gets back.
There you go.
You know, we'll have an answer hopefully on Friday, one way or the other. And and it's Susan, right?
Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you for letting me join you today. Appreciate your prayers for this open door.
You got them.
There. And invite people to check out our YouTube channel where you can see those videos and my reports and experiences at the White House. Of course, you know, Intermountain Christian News, imcnews.org is where people can go.
That's what I was going to ask you. And go imcnews.org. And is there any other way that they can reach you or see your videos?
Right. You know, just link. There's a YouTube banner on our website. Just type in my name, Anthony Harper, and, you know, the White House and YouTube. A lot of videos should show up there. But you can see the interview that I had with the prime minister in exile of East Turkestan. And his name is Prime Minister Hudayar, and you know, with the Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu, Sarah Sanders, a lot of people I've met there. And thank you for letting me join you today. And I'm looking forward to give you a hot news update either this Friday or following Monday.
Awesome, Dr. Harper. Thank you so much. That's Dr. Anthony Harper, and we look forward to hearing from you either end of the week or the beginning of next. Beginning of next, and all prayers for you and your meeting. Thank you, sir.
Well, thank you, Andy and Susan. Great to join you.
Yes, good to speak to you.
All right, take care. Okay, after the break, folks, we're going to be talking to Richard Rush. We're going to talk some sports, talk about how to build a better Bronco team. And first, though, how to build a better car. Purefoy Chevrolet. Folks, don't be a hostage when you're buying a car. Some dealerships use tactics, making it hard to leave. Have you ever had that happen?
Yeah, take your driver's license, won't give it back.
I know! My gosh, they use these things. At Purefoy, they don't! You're treated like family. Come and go as you please. Relax. Look at great cars. For great deals and a better buying experience, call Purefoy Chevrolet at 303-659-8311 or go to purefoychevrolet.com.
If you haven't walked through the Chevrolet showroom at Purefoy, it's a really fun experience. There's a guest book at the entrance, and you look through there. It's actually become sort of a vacation destination for Chevrolet enthusiasts who've come from other countries just to walk around and look at these gorgeous cars and purchase a vehicle. You know, you think of Fort Lupton as a small town, and it does have that small town personable feel, but the facilities at Purefoy Chevrolet are really stunning.
You know, I've had the chance to spend time with Rolly Purefoy, and he's such a genuine man. He is willing to do anything at that dealership. And in fact, we have seen him doing anything, washing windows, cleaning a floor, redoing the whole Corvette showroom. That's just who he is. He's a guy that is not afraid to get his hands dirty, to do the work. He's more of a servant leader than he is the leader that says, you got to go do this. So that makes me want to buy a car at Purefoy Chevrolet, and that should make you want to buy a car there too.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Okay, Roof Max is up next. Susan, maybe you got a new roof in the last few years, but this is Colorado.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Dry heat, hail, heavy snow, high winds. Everything that makes us run inside is still pounding on that roof. But if you call Dave Hart at 303-710-6916, Roof Max will revitalize your roof and add years to its life. That saves you money. And that's Roof Max at 303-710-6916.
Roof Max in South Aurora keeps your roof going strong with roof rejuvenation. Modern asphalt shingles are manufactured with less oil than they used to be, so they dry out sooner, leaving them brittle and unable to expand and contract with the extreme temperature swings. Especially here on the Front Range, where your roof handles high elevation sun, UV exposure, and severe spring and summertime storms, along with more than twice the national average snowfall, your shingles wear out even faster. Roof rejuvenation with Roof Max could save you up to 85%. Just one application of their all-natural bio oil immediately adds 5 years to your roof, guaranteed. With up to three applications every 5 years, Roof Max could help your roof last 15 years longer. Save thousands of dollars by extending the life of your roof instead of replacing it. Call Dave Hart with Roof Max in South Aurora now at 303-710-6916.
Affordable Interest Mortgage with Kurt Rogers. You know, if you want to improve your home, you'll need money. And with interest rates right now, that money is cheap. Call Kurt Rogers at Affordable Interest Mortgage. He'll get you the cash you need to upgrade and probably lower your rates as well. Oh, yeah, he's a great guy, too. Call Kurt at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where our reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. I've got Susan Kochevar, and on the line right now talking sports is Richard Rush. How you doing, Richard?
Doing well, sir. How are you guys?
I'm doing really well. But you know what? Disney did this to the Muppets, so I'm going to have to do this to you. Okay, just Richard Rush Sports includes negative depictions and or mistreatment of people or cultures. These stereotypes were wrong then and are wrong now. I just want everybody to be warned. Okay. Now go ahead and enjoy your segment. You go ahead. How can you have that right before a show every time that kids are going to watch?
Well, I don't know. Number one, the kids don't know, you know, so it's the feel good police. That's what I've referred to it as. And that's anything and everything these days where they're putting these warning labels or whatever it is it's the feel good. But the reason these companies are doing it is because people like us are going to be annoyed. But in the grand scheme of things, we're not going to pay attention to it. Most people are going to pay attention to it, right? 90% of them are. And the few people that this is, I guess, kind of pandering to, it doesn't make a difference, right? So it doesn't help them, and so I don't see why they need to do it. But, it is what it is these days. I wish I had a better, answer for you as to why companies are doing it. But, yes, we need to start getting Charlie to, to play some audio of, right before we come on, doing this. Because, Andy, we do offend a lot of people.
You've offended so many cultures. I lose track, so I won't list them, but just so many cultures, Richard. Hey, we are in the off season right now, the NFL team. People are building teams. And the big question for the Broncos that a lot of people are talking about now is their quarterback situation. But before we look at that, I want to lead into that by me going on a bit of a rant, if I may, and then I'm going to turn it all over to you. A rant about the Super Bowl and quarterbacks. Is that okay?
Always, yes.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, the Super Bowl was not won by the better quarterback. The better quarterback lost, in my opinion.
True.
And I don't think it was even close. Okay, Pat Mahomes was, he looked like he was at the Alamo. And Santa Ana was sending in troops over the walls, and they were pouring in from all directions. And he had no time. He was under siege the entire time. Meanwhile, Tom Brady had one arm around his wife, Giselle, and the other arm, the hand was holding a spatula, and he could flip burgers while he was waiting for the pass rush to get to him. He had all day. He had an easy time. You know, a lot of people have been saying... And this is coming to the Broncos quarterback here in a sec. But a lot of people have been saying, oh, my gosh, it was this big mental thing. Tom Brady, it was this, his professionalism, his leadership, his poise, his this, his that, that won that game. I'm going to tell you right now, that had nothing to do with it. This game was won by bigger, better, faster, stronger athletes. Okay, the Kansas City Chiefs do not have a 350-pound dancing bear at nose tackle on their defense where you can't run and can't move. Okay, they don't have two middle linebackers who are so fast they look like they were shot out of a human cannon. Okay, going all over the field. They were shut down by bigger, faster, stronger athletes. They were just outmanned and outgunned. That's why going into that game, I said, I think Tampa's going to win easily. And by the way, another huge thing, let's face it, they had big injuries on their offensive line. Kansas City did. That was another big problem. Now, looking at, first of all, is that a fair statement?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, and by the way, this is obviously the first time you and I have had it where obviously we're just, a sports segment for us. So
yeah.
I've got to give you credit because I haven't had a chance to. You were right on the Super Bowl. I was wrong in that sense, and you hit the nail on the head, which is I don't think I took into account as much as the offensive line play for the Chiefs would hurt them and really start seeing have Patrick Mahomes start seeing ghosts, which I think is just all the more is interesting because the Chiefs don't really have a great offensive line throughout the year, but obviously you can tell the drop off. That you get, especially at right tackle, right? That's where Mitchell Schwartz is. He's an all-pro player. And that's what happened. So yes, kudos to you. And 100% agree with you. I don't think the best quarterback won as much as Walt would hate me saying that. But, he was better in that moment, Andy. And I mean, goodness me, how many times has he been better in that moment? Just better than the next guy to get him through. And he was better in that game, right? But was it due to him having a better line? Probably his team having a better game plan. Probably.
Richard, defense, do me a favor.
All of these things.
Do me a favor. Switch the quarterbacks. What's the result?
Oh, well, the
it's even worse.
The Chiefs still lose.
Yeah.
But you still can't, Andy. You still have got to give the GOAT, and we can all agree that's what he is.
Oh, yes,
we can all give him that credit, right? That's what he is, and he just did a phenomenal job. But like you say, it didn't have to do with him, you know, separating from his family for, you know, a week and, you know, all this better preparation and texting his guys that they're going to win, although I know that gets all the stories and the headlines and so on and so forth. It came down to a simple matter of, like you say, the better team won the game, right?
Yeah, they overwhelmed them. They absolutely overwhelmed them because they're more athletic. And, you know, it was all these things hitting at once. Tampa got totally healthy. They were a very, very, very athletic team. And Kansas City was missing guys. It was just one team overwhelmed the other because they were just much more athletic, especially in the trenches. And by the way, that is my claim to fame. I'll take it. I'm right once a decade. Now you're right the other nine times, but this was my one.
This is my one, baby.
And I'm gonna claim.
He's dancing around cheering for himself.
Exactly. I got my one. But no,
you know,
I mean,
he should.
You know, and by the way, I want to ask before we go to break here, I just got off topic. This gets back to the Broncos. Everybody's saying got to get a new quarterback. First of all, I think they're rushing their evaluation of this young guy. Okay. But secondly, is it so important that you got to get a good quarterback, or maybe do you got to do like Tampa and surround him with a juggernaut?
You know, Andy, I think there's several ways to do it, but I'll be honest. I think unless you have Patrick Mahomes, and even then you saw what not surrounding him with adequate talent, you know, around him does. So unless you have I think as a team, you have to be more of the, you know, everyone says, you know, you got to have a franchise quarterback, right? So I'm going to go to a little, tiny bit of a tangent here for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
In that, you know, you go back to the Broncos, right, in 2015, you know, that folks around here remember that, right? Peyton was at the very end of his rope. You know, Tom Brady's definitely closer to there than he is at the prime of his career. But the Broncos surrounded him with a great team, right? Great defense, probably in a top five defense of all time. And they won because of that. Now, is that sustainable in the NFL? No, you need quality quarterback play.
That's
but
a good point.
Your point, I think that quality quarterback play can come in different forms. You know, there's a lot of talk about Deshaun Watson going around and what you would give up to get him and so on and so forth. And I think that a quarterback matters, no doubt about it, especially in the big moments. I mean, just look at the Philadelphia Eagles, right? Carson Wentz just, you know, 3 years ago was a top five quarterback in this league. You know, he had injuries a few years ago, and last year he just was not the same player. And as a result, they just traded him to the Indianapolis Colts because they didn't feel like he had it anymore, right? And so I think that it makes complete sense. But, you know, doing the juggernaut way, I think that, you know, even if you took a few pieces away from Brady, and again, keep in mind, Andy, at the start of the year, Brady, you know, they were struggling, right? There was lots of talk. I was one of them.
Yeah.
They may not even make the playoffs in the NFC, right? And so I think it's an interesting dynamic to look at for the Broncos. That I'm with you. I think they need to enhance and improve those around him, you know, as Drew Lock here. And I'll be honest, if I'm the Broncos, unless you can get Deshaun Watson without completely mortgaging your future,
right?
And, you know, and that's, you know, three, four first-round picks, something like that, you know, whatever the crazy numbers are being thrown around. Then I go with Drew Lock for this year, and especially if you're George Payton, the new GM, you see what you have, right? You maybe draft another couple linemen, you draft some defensive guys, sign a few defensive guys that you know you're going to need because that's kind of that side of the ball is getting a little depleted. You know, maybe shore up an offensive line position or two, and then see. And if he's not the guy, he's probably going to show it to you this year, right? And if you still have questions after this year, then you still have questions. And you potentially, you know, then you go find someone next year, right? Maybe a Matt Ryan or, you know, the draft class. Again, I'm going to bore the listeners here for a second. In 2022, Andy, they're saying it's arguably maybe not better in the top half because obviously you've got Trevor Lawrence and the Wilson kid Zach Wilson out of BYU. But it's a deeper class next year in that you can get – and I think to your point, Andy, as long as you've got that solid starter, you know, not quite the Trent Dilfers or the Brad Johnsons, you know, of kind of the early 2000s there. But I think if you've got a very solid team around a quarterback and he can go win you a few games, I think that's kind of the recipe for success. Then it comes down to injury luck, and things of that sort. But
well, and also, Richard, if I may, in other words, what you're saying is don't rush it. You can get a good quarterback next year. But also, I think about, as Bronco fans, you got to think back just 7 years ago. Wasn't it 2015 where Von Miller and company took Tom Brady and hit him so many times in the playoffs that I was literally almost afraid for his life? They tore him limb from limb. They tore him limb from limb, okay? And that it was not a game from the start. From the opening whistle, the game was over. They hit him so many. Why? Because Denver had the much better team. But you're right. Yeah. It's so easy. Once you get a quarterback, it's easy to sustain that. Look at Green Bay. We had Favre. Now we had Rodgers. Between them, that's over two, you know, that's 2.5 decades. That's 25 years of quarterback play. Yep. And the Packers, over that 25 years, I think are the winningest team in the league, certainly in the top three. So it matters, whereas to sustain the rest of the team is really hard.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and I totally agree with you. And again, I think that's the thing. And again, a lot of your listeners aren't super, you know, in-depth football nerds that you and I are, but I think most of them understand you've got to have an overall solid team. I think you just, again, the Super Bowl was evidence of that. That, yes, great quarterback play certainly helps. But, you know, again, look at Patrick Mahomes. Dude was running around scared for his life, you know, because they couldn't block him. And he had a bum ankle or bum toe, I should say. And, I mean, man, you just thought he was just going to get torn to shreds out there. So I think that overall, you know, you've got to have a complete team in order to get there. But obviously you have to have a quarterback to kind of push you over the edge, I think.
How often have you seen the kind of fear in the eyes? And I just want to ask this before we go to break. How often have you seen the kind of fear in the eyes that you saw in Tom Brady 5 years ago and that you saw in Patrick Mahomes in that Super Bowl?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting, wasn't it? I mean, it was, goodness me, that he, you know, I felt for him for a little bit. I mean, I think he'll bounce back just fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was not a happy camper, you know, for a lot of that game.
No, I felt for him. Okay, tell you what, let's go to break. When we come back, we'll talk about, what do you want to talk about next?
Well, I think it is the anniversary of something today, Andy, and we're going to give folks kind of a little bit of a sound clip coming up kind of after the break for, again, 41 years ago. So we'll give people the tease of that. But 41 years ago today, something pretty, as we might say, miraculous happened.
Sounds pretty cool. Okay, we'll see you then. First, Geno's Auto. That's miraculous. Don't you think? You know, every auto service place has friends put good reviews online. You know that. You can go and they get some buddies to put on good reviews. But at Geno's Auto Service in Littleton, it's not a few friends, folks. It's an avalanche. I mean it. Go to their website. Look for yourself. People just can't say enough about the honesty and quality work they get at Geno's. And that's why John Rush is so proud to endorse them. Call Geno's. That's Geno's with a J at 303-794-6700. Or you can find them at genosautoservice.com.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Bruce Simmons makes a potentially complicated loan program easy to understand. Reverse mortgages make a lot more sense when you see how the numbers apply to you. KLZ's Bruce Simmons explains the most confusing aspects of a reverse mortgage in simple language so that you not only understand the loan yourself, but you can also explain the basics to other interested parties. Most likely, you want to involve your financial planner and maybe some of your family members in the decision-making process. For every client, Bruce Simmons creates a personalized video that you can share with your kids, parents, financial advisor, or the skeptical neighbor who still thinks the bank will take your house. He'll show you how a reverse mortgage could enable you to tap into a portion of the value of your home, providing a source of guaranteed tax-free income for as long as you live in the house. Find Bruce Simmons of American Liberty Mortgage now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Greg with Open Range Services said, "With all the things I have to worry about in a day, it's nice not to have to worry about this complex beast of a machine outside my office. BES has done a great job of maintaining it for us, and we use the heck out of it. I have had some not-so-fun experiences with office machine maintenance companies in the past. Thanks for giving me one less thing to worry about." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game.
It's over.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable.
Richard?
Yeah.
Comments?
Fantastic. And I wasn't able to hear it, by the way, so hopefully I wasn't the only one.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was waiting for you to jump in on that. Well, really quick here, folks. Really quick here. Welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard Rush, what was that just happened 41 years ago?
So the 41 years ago was the Miracle on Ice, which, again, folks, I was not alive for. Andy, I know that you were, and lots of your listeners were.
Yes, thank you for pointing that out. Thanks, Richard. Good to know you're there.
Hey, okay. You know, it's one of those things that I wish I could have seen and heard, because it was a different time in sports, Andy. You know, not necessarily everyone saw it on television. A lot of people listened to it. Right, and on the radio, which again is still some of the best. Although, you know, it gives me major anxiety, right, not being able to see what's happening and having to rely on the radio guys for it. But I think it's an interesting, not interesting. Again, it's a miraculous thing that happened, and kind of springboarding off of what we were just talked about in the previous segment is a team. Right now, you could actually argue that the Soviets were a better team, but. It was a just because they played together for so long, but it was a fascinating look back in time. And almost, honestly, it gives me chills just because Disney did a fantastic job in that movie. I know they're messing up some of this other stuff in life these days.
No, but it was a great movie. You're right.
Right. It was fantastic. It gives you chills every time you watch it and you listen to it and you listen to that clip and that segment. And it really is great. And so it's just one of those things where, you know, Andy, we always talk about on this show that sports, and the reason we do this sports segment is because sports is one of the most uniting things that we have in society, right? Religion, you would think that it would be, but obviously everyone has their own views on that, you know, and obviously, you know, maybe hobbies and other stuff, but sports, right, Andy, where you've got, especially team sports, where you're bringing together multiple groups of people and you're bringing them together in one place at one time and for one common goal, right? And in the case of you know, the Miracle, right, you had all these guys from arch rival hockey teams. You know, I'm sure you had Democrats and Republicans and,
right,
and all sorts of stuff. And I think that, again, that is indicative of what we've got today and what we need to have. And we need some more of these sports moments. It's why, honestly, I think if the Olympics had gone on last year, which there's no reason it shouldn't, as a side note, it would have been great, and that's why they need to do anything and everything in their power to play them this summer, because it will be great, and they need to get fans inside of these stadiums for people, you know? It's something that I think we as humans, you know, one thing that we need, and one thing I think that people, well, I'll be honest, Andy, I took for granted is that the good Lord above made us social creatures, right? And he made us want to be around other people. And again, it's something that, I'll be 100% honest, I took for granted. I'm an extrovert. I love talking with people. I love, you know, having conversations with people and you know, all of the, you know, all of the stuff that goes with that. At the end of the day, though, even introverts want to be around people. Even if they're not maybe not talking to those people, they want to be around people. And so that's for me for sports. People want sports, right? I want to be able to cheer for my team. I want to cheer for the U.S. I don't care who's doing it, unless, you know, I'll be honest, unless, you know, you get some of these numbskulls that have been representing the U.S. on the soccer stage and stuff for a while. Now, I don't want any of all that. I just want someone to wear our flag, right, and wear our country's uniform and just represent us well. And you know what? Do what Americans do, which is win. Right, Andy?
Yeah.
Every Olympics, I love looking at the medal total and the medal count because most of the time, we come out on top. And I know some people are going to say, oh, it's the stinking. You know what? It's one thing where we can say we're better than the world at. Lord knows we're not better than the world at a lot of things. But you know what? In sports, doggone it, you know what? We're going to be better in that case. So, yeah, it's a really fun thing, and I love looking back on sports. And I love looking back on history. You know, I guess, Andy, I probably should have asked you this at the start. What do you think? Like, that's a pretty exciting time. I know we got to run here in a second, but that was a pretty exciting time for you, wasn't it?
It was. It was just amazing. I was awfully young, but it was just incredible to see America do the unthinkable.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now we got to do the unthinkable, Richard. We got to let you go.
Unbelievable. Well, I tell you, that Charlie.
I know, that Charlie. I'll see you on he's a monster, I tell you. Okay, I'll see you on Friday, and thank you so much for joining us talking sports. Okay, folks, that is it for our number two. Susan's got to leave. Thank you so much for joining me, Susan.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. In the next hour, I'm going to be joined by Marie Chavez, and we'll have the Mortgage Minute with Kurt Rogers. Until then, drive safe, folks, here on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.